Okay, good evening, everyone. This is part two of what hopes to be a multiple part series. Im Yirtzeh Hashem, to be able to learn face to face at the right time on Wednesday evenings. But for now, I figured, you know, why wait? And we'll begin learning again together Inyane Tefillah, Iyun Tefillah, to go through the Siddur by piece, and to hopefully walk away with a better understanding of the Siddur, Hashkafa, Halacha. A whole mix of the different things together. What we're about to say this evening is a zechus for the continued refuah of Mr. Art Solomon, Avram Aaron Ben Miriam, the father of Carolyn Deutsch, who is in the midst of hopefully a full recovery from his battling the coronavirus that is ravaging this country. And all of our learning should be a zechus to bring continued shleimus and tova and shefa to the world. By doing the Ratzon Hashem and learning Hashem's Torah. So last time we began with Moda Ani. I want to talk about one word today. I want to take a break from going into discussing all of the particular tefillos, and I want to talk about one word, and that is the word Baruch, because we can't really appreciate and understand tefillos if we don't have the word Baruch down. Baruch in davening is something we take for granted, because if I ask people to translate, you know, a blessing, I would say, you know, blessed are you, thou God, King of the universe, as we find in all of our fine English translations. And really, it's incorrect. And it really, I want to show, hopefully by the time we're done, that if a person understands what the word Baruch really means, it can profoundly change the rest of your davening. It can profoundly change any bracha you make on a food, any benching, any Shmona Esrei. All of it can be profoundly changed in a dramatic way if we only understood what the word Baruch means. And it can really turn upside down everything we've thought about tefillah and how we connect to tefillah going forward. So let's begin. Let's start with the problem. What is the problem with the word Baruch, and why is it so confounding for so many of the commentaries? The key to understanding tefillah is this word that begins all brachos. And there are many explanations of the word Baruch. The word Baruch appears quite often in the Torah. When it's used between two people, it's like a tefillah, right? I bless you that you should have these good things, right? Yaakov blesses his children. They should have all these good things from a Kadosh Baruch Hu for the success and the strength of that person. So, for example, a person is a mevarach, his friend, his son. They're asking that the recipient receive goodness and shefa and success. That's generally how you find the word Baruch in the Torah. The difficulty, though, is when we talk about Hashem. All of existence, all of heaven, all of earth, every atom, every single thing in this universe depends on a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Everything that happens in this world comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And blessing, all goodness, all shefa, all tov that happens in the world is controlled by him. And even if the person giving or making the blessing is a creation of Hashem, right? You want to give somebody a bracha. I bless you, you should have refuah. I bless you that you should have parnasa, whatever it may be. But that's all from Hashem. So when I say, Baruch Atah Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, so what exactly do you mean? Hashem needs your brachos? What blessing are you giving to Hashem? You want Hashem to have more shefa, more goodness, more tov? What Hashem should have, what? Hashem has everything. Hashem is the source and the linchpin of all existence. So what exactly do we mean when we say, Baruch Atah Hashem? And if that's what you think, well then, what have you been thinking for all of the brachos you've been making for the entirety of your life? That you're blessing Hashem, that Hashem needs something from you? So let's note that this is not my question. I am not the first person to discuss this. It is in fact the question of the Sefer Achinuch. If you look at the Sefer Achinuch, which is on the source sheets that that I put in the chat, if you have the sheet, good. If not, the Sefer Achinuch still says it, whether or not you see it. I'm not making it up. So the Sefer Achinuch writes, in mitzvah Tuf Lamed, this is mitzvah 430. And this is the mitzvah of benching, of to have birchas hamazon. And there the Sefer HaChinuch has a lengthy discussion about what it means to daven and to bless Hashem. And the Sefer HaChinuch says as follows. He says, Halo higadet tilach, have I not told you my son? Bini, we know that the Sefer HaChinuch is really a series of essays written from a father to a son. We're not entirely sure who wrote the Sefer HaChinuch. There are different theories about who it is. We used to think that maybe it was the Ra'ah, Rav Aaron HaKohen, who's one of the period of the Ramban. There's different debates back and forth about who it is, but nevertheless, the Sefer HaChinuch has become a beloved book in every Jewish household, and he's writing here to his son. He says that I told you already previously that HaKadosh Baruch Hu possesses all of the glory, the majesty, all of the goodness, all of the wisdom, all of the ability, and all of the blessing in the world, right? And whatever you do for Hashem, whether you do something good or something bad, it's not going to make a difference to Hashem. Hashem's not going to have a bad day or a good day. Hashem is going to be constant and perfect no matter what. Al kein sarach atal lahavin. You have to understand now. So when we say constantly in our blessings, Baruch atah Hashem, blessed are you Hashem. Or we say Yisbarach, that Hashem should be blessed. Ein hamashmos lefi hadoma lahosif bracha. We are not adding any blessing to Hashem, but Misha Ninu Tsarich Lashun Tosefas Khalila. Chas v'shalom to think that Hashem needs you to say something nice about him, or he needs you to bless him in any way. Hashem is doing just fine. He doesn't need your brachos. So when you're saying blesses Hashem, what exactly are you talking about? He says, Chalila, ki hu adon al hakol v'al habrachos. He is the master of all everything. He's the master of all blessing. Hu mechadesho sanu mitziyasun me'ein mashpia. He gives shef and goodness to the whole world. And he says, at the end of the paragraph, he says, v'aniha me'orer. Ein machshavasi she'asig sichli afilu ketipa min hayam b'misa sin. Now I'm going to tell you something, he says. I don't think that my intelligence will ever grasp even one drop in the ocean of what's going on in Shemayim. But I can tell you this, he says. It cannot be that the word Baruch means blessed. When you say in Shemona Esrei, Baruch atah Hashem, shomea tfila. Blessed are you Hashem who hears tfila. It cannot mean that Hashem is blessed. It doesn't make any sense. And therefore, many of the Mefarshim have leaned away from translating the word Baruch in the simple meaning of blessed. Now I know if you open up an Archel, you open up a Koran, whatever your sitter of choice is, they're going to say blessed. But it's very difficult to say that. And even those who do translate Baruch as blessed must explain what it means when something else is talking about referring to Hashem that he's blessed. How could that possibly be? And at the end of the day, we're going to break it down into three schools of thought. So let's begin with the first school. Some of the Mefarshim understand Baruch to mean the word Mehulal. Mehulal means praise. For example, in Ashrei, we said today, B'chol yom avarchaka, v'ahalala shimcha li'olam v'ed. Every day, avarchaka, I what? Well, you would translate it simply as, I bless you, right? Then it says, V'ha'la shimcha li'olam v'ed, and I praise your name forever. Now, we know if we learned Ashrei enough times, Ashrei works in couplets. It's thematic. A then A, B then B, C then C. So what we're saying is, when we say B'chayim avarchaka, what we really mean is, every single day, I am halel, I praise Hashem. In Tehillim we say, Avrachas Hashem b'chol eis tamid tila so b'fi, we say in Tehillim Lamed Daled, that again, I will bless Hashem tila so, and I praise Him. So really, the word Baruch, according to these Mefarshim, means to praise. So you would translate brachos as, praise are you Hashem, who listens to tefillah. Praise you Hashem, King of the Universe, Shakol Yad B'Varo, that everything comes from your word. In fact, if you look in any Yiddish sitter that has a translation of brachos, every single time it will say that Baruch means geleibt. Geleibt means in Yiddish, praised. That Hashem is praised. The Abar Benel and other Mefarshim explain that Baruch means praise this way. And even those who disagree with this understanding, we'll get to those in a moment, the Ksava Kabbalah, the Nefesh HaChaim, the Chayadim admits that usually... people understand Baruch to mean praise. That when you say Baruch in the morning, there are many Mefarshim who say that it means praise are you Hashem. Now, if that's the case, let's assume for a second that you've been saying Baruch Atah Hashem and the whole time you think it means praise Hashem. So then, if Hashem, we're saying Hashem is geleibt in Yiddish, that Hashem is praised, then the word should be Mevorach. Right, Mevorach means that you are one who is praised, not Baruch. And then what does Baruch Hashem Mevarach mean? That seems to be repetitive. Praise Hashem who is praised. And therefore, it's not so clear. Now, look at the Chizkuni. On the sheet in front of you, I brought you the Chizkuni in the middle of Brachos. It says, Baruch Hashem. Kol lashon baruch degabei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hein b'mikra, hein b'mishnah, hein b'tfilah. Anytime we use the word baruch, talking about Hashem, so whether we're talking about psukim, we're talking about mishnayos, we're talking about davening, hein b'mitzvah, hein b'peros, whether it's a birchas mitzvah, whether it's a brach on a fruit, a food, whatever it is, kulan mispareish lashon esinash shalom, or a lashon of shevach. So the Chizkuni says, do you know what? It depends who you're using the word baruch about. When I'm talking to you, my friend, and I give you a blessing, so I mean praise. That's what I mean. I mean to be blessed, that you should have tov, goodness. But when I'm talking about Hashem, it means to praise. But then there's other common issues with this as well. We say, for example, Vayivarech Osam Elokim Pru Revu Hashem was Vayivarech Adam and Chava, that they should have Pru Revu. What does that mean? Hashem praised Adam and Chava that they should have children? No, it means he blessed them that they should have children. Or we say, uvarech es lachmo. Hashem should be baruch your bread. Hashem should praise your bread? No. Obviously means Hashem should do something else. He should bless your bread. So to this, the Abarbanel in Brachos, on that parak says, in Brachos, he says that when Hashem is speaking to his creations, then it's a language of shefa, of goodness. And when creations are talking about Hashem, it's praise. And when creations are speaking one to another, when I'm talking to you and I give you a bracha, so that is a tefillah, that I'm requesting Hashem should give you mercy and goodness. Now, then again, this still raises the question, how can we mortals, us simple people, bestow Hashem anything? So let's move away now. Let's move away for a few moments from this explanation that blessed means Hashem, and let's go in a different path. The Sefer HaChinuch, in his discussion here, he writes as follows. In the letter to his son, he makes the following point. It's such a beautiful letter. He says, Hashem produces all that exists. I think we can all agree to that. No? Yes? You can shake heads up and down. I know you don't want to talk. But we can shake heads up and down, right? That we can all agree that Hashem makes everything in the world. He created man, and he gave man control over the earth and everything in it. That is what it means to be a human being, that Hashem gave you a little bit of ownership in this world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that we should receive goodness and blessing and happiness and all wonderful things. A bracha is a reminder for us, using our words, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's the source of all blessing. Meaning, the word baruch is not praise. It is an adjective. It is a description of Hashem. That he encompasses all blessing in the world, and he's the source of all good that comes into this world. When I say Baruch Atah Hashem, what I'm saying is, you, Hashem, are the source of blessing. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying Hashem is praise. I'm saying Hashem, all bracha comes from you. And when a person makes a bracha, we're making a statement that Hashem is the source of good, as we see expressed by the food on our table, by the requests we're making. And therefore, when we use the word yisbarach, which means that the world recognizes that Hashem is the source of everything. Hashem is blessed, is baruch in the sense that we recognize as human beings that all goodness comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the word baruch means. The Ibn Ezra on Shmos makes such a similar comment. He writes that in Perek Yud Ches, that Baruch is not an action, but it's a description. Hashem is Chanun, Hashem is Rachum, Hashem is merciful. So too, Hashem is Baruch. Hashem is the source of all blessing in the world. This is the understanding of Rav Yosef Albo in the Sefer Ikrim. This is the understanding of Abu Draham in the beginning of his commentary on the Siddur as well, that Baruch means that Hashem is the source. The Mefarshim all link the word Baruch back to one other word, and that is, well, it's a word we have in modern Hebrew. In modern Hebrew, what do we call a swimming pool? A swimming pool is a brecha. A brecha really means a source of water. A ma'ayan, a source of water, which means a reservoir of water, in which water, in this case blessing, can be collected and then used as needed. And in this sense, when we refer to Hashem as Baruch, blessed, it means to praise Hashem. Hashem is the source of all blessing. Baruch at Hashem, God, you are the source, when we say the word Baruch. And it's a description of Hashem as a giver to this world, and it's not a praise of Hashem. Now, in the we know Gemara has two parts, Halacha and Agadata, the halachic parts and like the story parts. So the Agadata, about 500 years ago, was collected in one book called the Ein Yaakov by Rav Yaakov ibn Chaviv. And it's just a collection of all the stories and the Machshav and the Gemara. So he actually wrote a commentary on the Gemara. It's a very sparse commentary. He doesn't talk that often. Usually he's just collecting. But sometimes it's called the Perish HaKosev, the explanation of the author. So in the Gemara in Brachos Dav Zayin that we're going to learn in a minute, so he notes there is some difficulty with this. You know, we do find in the Torah that the Torah says, Uveirachtas Hashem Elokecha, that you will beirach, you will bless Hashem your God. And all the places in the Torah where it says Levarech, it's used to mean that Hashem gives goodness to the individual, right? It's the Brach of Yitzchak to Yaakov Avinu. Hashem is he's bestowing goodness from Yitzchak to Yaakov. So how can we say Baruch is a description of Hashem when the Torah clearly uses it as an action? Okay, it's not the end of the world. There is another Gemara in Bava Metzia. The Gemara in Bava Metzia, in the end of Bava Metzia, says the Torah says about a borrower. We know the halacha is that if I borrow something from you and I can't pay it back, or I borrow money from you, and in that situation where you want to make sure that I pay you back, you take what we call a collateral, right? I borrow $100 from you, so you take a pen of mine that I like to make sure that I'm going to give you the money back, right? So the Torah has a very sensitive law to the halacha of collateral. And what is that? The rule is that if I take something that you need, at that moment I have to give it back. So the Torah says that if I take as collateral from a person who's borrowing from me, I take, you know, their pajamas. So the halacha is, at night, I have to give them back their pajamas because it's not fair. They're gonna be sad without their pajamas. And the Torah says that when you give them back their pajamas, v'shachav b'salmaso uveirachacha, they will then be able to go to bed and they will bless you. They will bless you for having given them back their pajamas at night. He'll sleep in his garments and he'll bless you. So the Gemara wants to make a comparison to the word uveirachacha there, that the person is going to bless you for giving back his pajamas, to the verse of v'achalta v'savata uveirachta. The Torah wants to compare the two. So what do we see from the Gemara, says the Perish HaKosev, that apparently the word baruch, when it comes to talking about Hashem and benching, is the same baruch when it talks about giving blessing to people who do nice things for you. So again, he leaves it as unclear about what does the word Baruch mean. So the Sefer HaIkrim, Rav Yosef Albo, addresses this, and he says that the word Baruch simply has a different connotations in different places in the Torah. Not every time the word Baruch appears does it mean the same thing. When we're praising Hashem, the Baruch is a testimony of our total dependence on Hashem for everything we have. When we use the word Baruch about Hashem, it means that Hashem is the source of all blessings. And we recognize that without Hashem, and without the Ratzon Hashem to deal with us in a manner of chesed, we would have nothing. Rabbi Binyamin Forst, our neighborhood rabbi in Far Rockaway, so he writes in his beautiful introduction to his Laws of Brachos, his article Laws of Brachos, and he says that when making a bracha, we recognize that we are not the masters and givers, but we are the askers and the takers. He says that's an important cute rhyme to keep in mind, that we are not the masters and the givers, but we are the askers and the takers when it comes. And that is really what we should be focusing on, that we need Hashem. So with that idea in mind, let's learn one of my most favorite Gemaras in Maseches Brachos. It is such a beautiful Gemara, and it is also a beautiful song by Avraham Fried. I'm not going to sing it for you right now. I will spare you all of that, but I always recommend to go on YouTube or to go Google and look for Avraham Fried's Tanya, his song Tanya, which is a word-by-word song of this beautiful Gemara. And after you know what the Gemara says, the song is so incredibly powerful. Listen to this. Let's learn the Gemara together. Tanya. It was taught in a braisa. Amar Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha. Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha said, Pam achas, one time, nichnasti lahaktir ketores lefnai velefnim. I went to offer the ketores, the incense, inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. This was on Yom Kippur, and Elisha, Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha was the Kohen Gadol. Veraisi akasriel ka Hashem tzvakos. And I saw Hashem. I had some sort of vision, some sort of nevuah ruach HaKodesh with Hashem. Shu yoshev al kisei ram v'nisa. And he was sitting on his amazing and awesome throne. V'amar li. And Hashem said to me, Yishmael b'ni, Yishmael my son, barcheni, bless me. Amarti lo. And I said to Hashem, Yihi ratzon milfanecha, should be your will. Shiyich b'shu rachamecha es kascha. That your mercy should conquer your anger. V'yigolu rachamecha midosecha. And that your mercy, your rachamim, should run over and overflow of your midos. V'tisnehegim banecha v'midas harachamim. And you should act with your children in the mid of mercy. V'tikaneis lahem lefnim mishuras hadin. And you should enter with them beyond the strict letter of the law. V'ane ni li barosho. And Hashem, Kaviyacha, whatever this means, shook his head in agreement, and he agreed and he liked my bracha. It is an overwhelmingly powerful Gemara. I get chills every single time I read it. It is ma'od miragesh. The fact that we blessed Hashem and Hashem agreed to it and what he davened for, it is an incredibly powerful Gemara. So the Rashba on this Gemara, the Rashba has chidushi agados. He has explanations of agadot and philosophy and stories. And he also writes this in his Tshuvos, in the Tshuvos HaRashban Chelakei. And this is also the understanding of Rabbeinu Bachya, based on this Gemara. And they explain that the concept of brachos can be found in this account. This Gemara tells us all we need to know about making a bracha. Certainly, we can all agree that Hashem was not asking Rabbi Yishmael to praise him, right? When Rabbi Yishmael comes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and Hashem says to Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yishmael, praise me. Please, say something nice about me. Hashem wouldn't do that. That's clearly not what he's doing. And furthermore, Rabbi Yishmael didn't respond with praise. He responded with a tefillah that Hashem should give us chesed and rachamim. So what's going on over here? So explain the mefarshim. We are commanded in the Torah, uveirachta Hashem Elokecha, that you must beirach, bless Hashem your God. The concept of brach is not thanks. It is a language of, and these are the words of the Rishonim, tosefes veribui. Tosefes, additions and adding on to. For example, the Pasuk says, we read before, uveirach es lachmecha. Hashem will beirach your bread. Hashem will increase our food. Hashem will give us more food. When we bless Hashem, it causes blessing to come down to the world. And we are asking Hashem that there should be increased blessing and goodness in the world from him, because he's the source of all blessing. When Hashem nodded his head at Rabbi Yishmael, he was nodding his head because he saw that Rabbi Yishmael understood the request properly. He saw that Rabbi Yishmael got it. He understood what we were supposed to do. We're supposed to be in this world to get more bracha and shefa and goodness from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a beautiful Maharal. The Maharal writes in the Teferis HaSol in Perek Lamed Daled. He says, if you look at the word Barech, Beis, Reish, and Chaf, he says, in Gematria, Beis is 2. Reish is 200, and Chaf is 20. They all begin with a numeration of beyond the basic set, right? 2 is a multiplicity of 1. 20 is a multiplicity of the unit of 10, and 200 is a multiplicity of the unit of 100. The whole word Baruch, within its very gematria, speaks of tosefes, of ribui, of multiplication and expansion. That's what the word Baruch means. The very word Baruch, it's an amazing ma'aral. The very word Baruch, the structure of Beis Reish Ches, has within it expansion, multiplication, more, giving, goodness, things like that. Because that's the essence of the world, which Hashem created to grow and to give blessing in. That's what bracha is about. Seeing that Hashem is the source of all blessing. This Rashba is really expanded upon by Rechaim V'Lezhin and the Nefesh HaChaim. The Nefesh HaChaim has four chapters, four sections. The first one is about how our actions enhance and run the upper worlds and the Shemayim. The second chapter is about Tefillah. The third is his subtle but not so subtle attack on Chassidim. And then the fourth is his really famous exposition about the importance of Talmud Torah. So in the beginning of the second Shar, Rav Chaim Volozhin explains as follows. He says a reservoir, a brecha, a pool that we spoke about before, a source of water. When Hashem created the world, he put man in control. The source of blessing, says Rav Nefesh HaChaim, is all there. It's an infinite source of blessing waiting for us to come. But that faucet that opens the reservoir was placed in our hands. All the blessing in the world is there for Hashem to give you. But the faucet is in our hands. And the level in which a Kadosh Baruch Hu is mashpi and gives to the world depends on how we're opening that faucet. The language of bracha means ribui, to increase. And the bracha increases that which is already there in that infinite reservoir of Hashem. And by recognizing the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem is the source of everything, we allow Hashem to give us more. And again, when we say Baruch Atah Hashem, we're saying, Hashem, you are the source of everything. This is expanded upon in a beautiful essay by Rav Dessler in the Mechtam Eliyahu Chelek Gimel. Rav Dessler says, this is on page 273 for those who want to look it up. So Rav Dessler says that when a person feels that they are lacking, they naturally turn to the place where they feel that that lacking can be filled up. So for example, a wealthy person is the source of money. And if somebody doesn't have money, is poor, they turn to the wealthy person to fill that lack that they have, that they need money. However, a ma'amin, a believer, says Rav Dessler, knows that the true source is Hashem. And therefore, when a person is lacking, they will turn towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they will turn towards Hashem to fill that area where they are lacking. A feeling of lacking, of chisaron, says Rav Dessler, that I need something, whether it's refuah, whether it is parnasa, whether it is shalom, if I need something, I'm lacking in that thing, brings a real believer to tefillah. A ma'amin, a believer, will turn to tefillah if they're lacking something, because they know that that lack is really going to be filled only by Hashem. On the other hand, if a person doesn't feel the need to turn to Hashem when something is amiss, listen to this very, very stark pshat from Dessler. If a person doesn't turn to Hashem when something is amiss in their life, then it means that they don't actually feel they're lacking. Because if you really thought you were lacking and you really thought you needed something, you would dive into Hashem. But by definition, if you're not turning to Hashem, it can't be that much of a lack. It can't be that bad. Or else you would have turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because when we really feel we need something, we could go to Hashem. And when we say Baruch, says Rav Dessler, we are recognizing and praising Hashem that He is the source and the provider of all the Shefa that we need. And that, I think, not I think, this is the understanding of our Rebbeim. This is what it means to say Baruch Atah Hashem. If we keep this in mind, we make brachos, it will change the course of every Shemoneh Esrei, every bracha Rishon, every bracha Achron, every Birchas HaShachar that you will ever make. When you make brachos, all brachos, and you use the word Baruch, we must start training ourselves to think. Write it in your sitter, write it on a piece of paper, stick it in your sitter, whatever it is, that the translation is as follows. Baruch Atah Hashem. Hashem, you are the source of dot, dot, dot. That's what it is. So plug it into anything. Here, I have a sitter in front of me. Let's plug that in to any bracha. Excuse me. And I'll show you how it changes everything. In the morning we say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Malbish Arumim, that Hashem dresses those who are unclothed. Now, before we might have been saying, praise are you Hashem who dresses those who are unclothed. But what if we said it like this? Baruch Atah Hashem, Hashem, you are the source of everything, Elokeinu Melech Olam, and therefore you clothe those who are unclothed. It's a dramatically different bracha. Because it brings the beginning of the bracha to the end of the bracha. Now, the whole bracha is one unit. Hashem, I'm telling you, and I'm praising you, because I know that you're the one who's going to give clothing to those who don't have. That's Birchas HaShachar. Let's turn to Shemoneh Esrei, where we encounter this in an equally profound way. In Shmona Esrei, we'll pick any bracha. In Shmona Esrei, let's pick a bracha that's on our minds right now, and that is the bracha of Refuah. So in the bracha of Refuah, we're going to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Rafeinu Hashem v'nei Rafei, Hashem, you're going to give health and healing, Hoshenu v'nivashe, you're going to bring saving, Kisil HaSeinamata, you are our praise, V'alei Refuah Hashem v'chol makasen, you're going to bring Refuah, a complete health, and a curing to all of our illnesses, Kikal Melech Rofei Neman Rachmanta, because you, Hashem, are a merciful and trustworthy God, Baruch Atah Hashem, Hashem, you are the source of all blessing, you are the source of all goodness and all Refuah, Rofei Chalei Amo Yisrael. And therefore, only you and only you are going to bring Refuah to Klal Yisrael. You're not just praising Hashem. We're bringing the whole bracha together with a recognition that I'm davening to Hashem because I know that only you are going to bring Refuah at the end of the day. And this goes for food as well. We make a shahakol. You pick up a cup of water and you say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nidvaro. I'm not saying praise Hashem that everything comes from your word. What I'm saying is, Baruch Atah Hashem, Hashem, you are the source of everything. Shehakol Nidvaro. And this cup of water I'm about to have, that comes from you. And that donut I'm about to have, that comes from you. That you are the source of all goodness that's going to happen in this world. And I think, for myself included, if we were more careful about this understanding of what it means to say Baruch Atah Hashem, it would do wonders. I would say, I don't want to go so far as to say, but it would do miracles for our tefillos. It would enhance them to an amazing extent to have a better understanding of the word Baruch Atah Hashem. And with this idea going forward, I think we're all in a much better position now to learn about tefillah. And to get into the brachos we're going to learn about, to get into the parts of davening, as we go kaseder from the beginning of the siddur, Yemir Hashem to the end, and truly have a greater appreciation of what's going on in our tefillos. It should be a refuah for Klal Yisrael and the whole world, and we should see continued yeshuos and refuos for everyone.